When we started looking at the 50th anniversary of the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, we got a lot of feedback that our fans missed the Ring of Honor. They liked the digital Ring of Honor, but they really missed the actual Ring of Honor. And that nostalgia piece, when we brought the new Arrowhead online, was lost. And we listened to our fans, we brought that back. Clark was very instrumental in bringing this on board. The last month and a half, we've really been going after it, getting the contractors going on fabrication, installation, powder coating, and then our plan and our layout, working with our design team and deciding how we want to lay it out, what's the best way to lay it out, and then planning for the future, making sure we have enough for years to come.
The Chiefs came to us this year with wanting us to redevelop their Ring of Fame, the production of the letters that go up there. We've been doing that for over 20 years, and we take an awful lot of pride in helping out the Chiefs. There's a tremendous amount of craftsmanship that's involved in creating these letters. What we have to do is create a sand mold around an actual letter. We'll hand ram the sand around this letter, at which time you've got about 500 pounds of sand encapsulating an empty cavity for us to pour the molten metal in. After we pour the molten metal into the cavity, we give it a little bit of cool time, and then we break it out of the mold. One at a time, they're taken back to the saw, cut off and separated, and then we take it over to our finishing department where we grind it down and get it prepped and ready for paint.
We receive the letters in raw form, and then we'll coat those with powder coating. They'll come out of the oven. If they're good, then we pack them, we inspect them, and make sure that they're going to be acceptable for us.
I grew up going to Arrowhead every Sunday and loving the Chiefs. And to me, this is a wonderful honor to help them commemorate some of the greatest players to ever take the field.
Knowing that every time that we look at TV or we're at the stadium, we can go, yeah, we helped do this.
It's great for our fans, and it'll be here for years to come, long after we're gone, that our fans will be able to enjoy this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the Chiefs Ring of Honor.
You bring back the Ring of Honor. You have it defined where people can see it on a continuum, and they can constantly realize that this was the history. These were the people that made it happen. These were the people that allowed their joy to occur today.
I've talked to so many people, and they would come to a game, they knew exactly where, you know, Willie Lanier's name was. They knew exactly where somebody else's name was, and so they could do that. And I think you're going to find that the fans are really going to love it.
Every time you see a name, it brings back a lot of memories. So I applaud the move to put it back up.